Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Package bombs allegedly mailed by Islamic militants in Yemen to synagogues in Chicago, though intercepted en route, have again sparked tensions between Muslims and Jews. But in the Boston area, a small group from each religion is vowing to try and break down that tension. Members of the Muslim American Civic and Cultural Association in Malden and the Hillel B'nai Torah congregation in West Roxbury have started a series of conversations about politics, stereotypes, and the conflicts that have divided Muslims and Jews for centuries. WBUR's Martha Biebinger attended their first meeting and filed this report.
On this night, the agenda begins with, why is it important for Jews and Muslims to engage with each other in the U.S. today? Leslie Belay is moved by news of the intercepted cargo bombs.
What more urgent reason is there for Americans, Muslims and Jews, to talk to one another? We can't allow these things to happen, either as victims or perpetrators in our names.
Mohammed Kafif, Muslims spend so much time defining who they are not. We are always on the defensive. Muslims have to come out and start talking to people, not just to Jews, you know, and clear our name, basically. Some of us are trying to do this. Other people are just, they're in shock, they're hiding.
Mark Gervich leans forward in his chair.
You know, you raised the issue of the anti-Muslim sentiment. And, you know, as Jews, we can have two reactions to that. We can sigh and say, wow, I'm glad somebody else is getting it, not us. Or we can say, if we don't join against this and other attacks on groups, it may not be us today, but it'll be us tomorrow. So it's a matter of values. It's also a matter of self-interest.
I'm going to ask everybody to stand up. This is where we stretch our legs a little bit.
A participant and co-moderator, Jeff Stone, sends the Muslims to one end of the room with a big sheet of paper and a marker, and the Jews to the other.
For Jewish participants, what comes to mind when you think of Muslims? What are some of the most difficult issues that are confusing or hard to discuss? Same thing for Muslim members. Okay, this is a place to get it out.
The Jews start their list of stereotypes with the subjugation of women, that Muslims are anti-gay, that Muslims think Islam should rule the world. Naomi Herbstman adds,
that Muslims will never accept a Jewish presence in Palestine, Canaan.
And although some members disagree, these Jews add,
Islam in particular has a history in the Quran and Muhammad's life of violence, and so is it integral?
I feel hard for me to write that even.
But it is
Islam meaning peace.
Islam is associated with violence.
The Muslim list of stereotypes starts with Jews are affluent. They control the media. Jews are an introverted community. And they add,
they occupy influential
positions. Exactly. And we don't.
They always like feel struggling and threatened, scared.
Always,
not secure.
Threatened, struggling, they play that card.
When the two groups sit down, moderator Jeff Stone says the lists don't look balanced.
So I personally think that the Muslims were a little nicer than they had to be.
You want another couple of minutes to add to your list?
Okay, but these are representative fears. These things are out there. So, Miriam.
Miriam Messinger.
I have two reactions. One is how much on that list is sort of old, like things never change, the stereotypes. And the second thing is that last piece I thought was just particularly wise around threatened, scared. We're a religion and a people living in post-traumatic stress, and we've never really dealt with some of our trauma.
Mark Gervich takes on the stereotypes about positions of power and affluence.
So the reality is, you may have chosen the wrong congregation. There's very few, at least in our congregation, that are actually in business. A lot of professionals and higher degrees, and they actually are poor Jews, particularly around some metropolitan areas where there's.
Looking at the list of Muslim stereotypes, Mohammed Brahimi picks up the anti-gay example.
I found it to be pretty accurate, and granted, Islam teaches you it's not a way of life. Yeah, that's between them and their Lord.
What's the
GBLT, is it? GLBT.
Gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender.
Oh.
Mohammed Kafi.
It sounded like
the name of a
It sounded like a name of a sandwich.
That's a BLT. We're not a
yet. It sounded like a BLT.
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 It's not kosher. It's not halal.
Kafif moves on to another topic.
Subjugation of women.
Yeah, take one.
Yeah, I take that. You know, I think it's cultural, I believe.
Kafif argues that the Prophet Muhammad elevated the role of women when he established himself in Medina.
He built a mosque in the marketplace, and he made the women in charge of the marketplace. They had leadership positions. They were teachers. You know, some of the greatest scholars of Islam were taught by women. It's part of Muslims not understanding their religion, and this is where you get this male domination. It's basically ignorance.
There's very rich territory here. We could talk a lot about this and some other things, but
it's time to wrap things up. The moderators ask everyone what they will remember about tonight. Here's Mohammed Hashimi.
I didn't know that Jewish people, even the power and wealth, and they still feel insecure. So,
Jeff Stone.
My gratitude for the willingness of everybody in the room to engage each other.
And Al-Mustafa Wanis.
I feel there is a hope for a Jewish community and Muslim community to get together and defend each other and be as one.
The group plans to meet four more times through April. We'll check back as they conclude. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.